This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of the Reformation Line and Providence, the gun that defies description. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know what this means. That means that this is another exciting episode of 1911 University, with the creative mind behind Chambers Custom Guns, that would be Joe Chambers, fresh off of car shopping. Don't you? That's the only time I ever want to go into a car dealership. If you buy the car, and then you go back and you've got to have something done to it, it just loses something for me. I don't want to go there and have them work on the car I just bought. I want to buy cars. I just did that a few weeks ago, so I feel your pain and everything. I feel it.
Well, it's different for me than it is Heidi, because I drive things until they literally can't be driven anymore.
Right.
And usually when I buy something for myself, which is rare nowadays, I've already decided sometimes years in advance of what my next purchase will be. And I save up the money, I find that particular vehicle, and I buy it. And because I've owned a ton of different cars, and she hasn't owned a lot of different cars over time. And so she's always wanted to, you know, look and see and try something new and different and whatever. So it's truly shopping. And I'm just like, I don't like dealing with car dealerships. I don't like dealing with car salesmen. I just want to go, give them my money, and leave with a new vehicle. And that's not how it works. So
No, it isn't. It is not. I want to lead with this simply because I've never asked about this. Now, the things that you do and the innovations you come up with are nothing short of outrageously good. I mean, it's ridiculous, some of the stuff that you could do to a gun. But whose bright idea was it to start so long ago? Who decided to look at the 1911 and say, after all its time in combat and all these other things, who looked at it the first time? Do you know? I don't know. Maybe you know. But who was the first one that got out there and said, you know, this could be better?
Oh, I think back in the 50s, you know, there were some guys fresh out of, you know, a lot of the guys came out of the military, gunsmiths, and some of them were tool and die makers after the war or before, during the war and whatnot. And, you know, you had guys like John Giles and Bob Chow and, what's the fella out in California? I'm thinking of, Arenz and Shockey. And I mean, there's a whole list of guys. There was a guy down in Florida that, the NRA did a bunch of articles on back in the 50s, that, you know, they looked at the pistol, and you got to keep in mind that a lot of it was focused around the bullseye market at the time, because that's really, aside from military use, that's really where the 1911 was being used. And so the bullseye market, precision pistol shooting, really dictated what guys were doing with bushings and barrels and trigger jobs and all that stuff. And then, you know, in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, you had guys like Bill Lawfridge of Cylinder and Slide, Bill Wilson of Wilson Combat, Ed Brown, and then in the, you know, the mid to late 90s, you started seeing people like Bob Marvel and Les Bear and, you know, all the other custom guys that came along, that really started doing cool stuff with them. I mean, some of the original, like the original old pen guns from guys were really pretty cool guns, compensated 45s, because nobody realized you didn't need a compensator on a 45 back then. It was just what you did. And that was cutting edge stuff back in the late 70s, early 80s.
What was the first thing that they looked at and said, this could be better? Was it the barrel fit? Was it the way the slide fit? What was the first thing that they looked at to say, this could be better?
You know, from what I can tell in regards to the original old timers, the OGs, if you will, you know, they were looking at accuracy. The guns ran really well with the ammo that they were feeding them at the time, but they weren't very accurate. And so they started playing around with peening frames and slides, peening frames and squeezing slides to tighten that up. And there were guys that were making their own bushings out of bar stock and welding barrels up and silver soldering barrels and, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff like that to get the barrels to lock up the way they wanted them to, because they realized that, you know, the slide to frame and the barrel fit is where you got the potential out of the gun that you could get. You can have a gun with a really terrible trigger job that shoots like lights out.
Right.
But if you have a gun with a great trigger job and no barrel fit, no slide to frame fit, it's just an inaccurate pistol. So I think that's from what I gather, that's where, like, Harper and a lot of these old timers, Giles, that's where they really put their initial focus, was getting the barrel and the slide to frame fit the way they wanted it, so that the gun would return to battery exactly the same time each time.
Right. But nowadays, for someone like you, it really takes sort of a fabricator's mindset, doesn't it, to look at this and say, well, if I had it to do over, I'd rather have this much material in here than as little as in there right now, and that kind of thing, shaving it down, weight, all that other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the slide to frame fitting and the barrel fitting really comes down to getting parts that are big enough, you know, made to the specs that we want, that are big enough that we can fit them to the tolerances that we desire. And then from there, cosmetically, I mean, there's all kinds of things out there now with CNCs. I'm seeing all kinds of neat, you know, super cool stuff. You know, Nighthawk did the agency project a couple years ago, and that kind of set the world on its ear, because it was the first time that you could make a 1911, or somebody made a 1911 that had all those cool lightning cuts, scallop cuts, and whatnot, like agency was doing with Glocks. And people love that stuff, man. It looks cool. But you have to have a CNC to do that, or you have to know somebody with a CNC to do that.
But when you, and we're coming up on the first break, so I'm just going to ask you the question. You don't have to answer it because we don't have the time, but I do want you to pick it up on that other side, because I've shot those guns. I've shot the Agency 2, or the Agent 2. I never got to shoot the Agent 1 because they only did 50, and they were sold before they ever got them. But when you're doing stuff like that, to the mass of the slide, well, now you've got to do some other things to balance out that loss of weight, right? And you don't have to answer that right now. But as we head to the first break, Joe is head of a company called Chambers Custom Guns. And at Chambers Custom, what you were getting is a bespoke 1911, 2011, 2019 platform that is so bespoke that even if you're getting one of the one of his limited runs, it's still going to be slightly off the first one, the next one. It is truly one of a kind. But it does have one common denominator. It is a superlative. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and men uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns. And just now he was talking about a gun which I have shot, but when you're talking about a gun where they get out there and they start CNCing the slide and everything and taking a lot of weight off of it, what does that do to everything else that's in there? The springs and the guide rod, if it has one, and all the other stuff. Does that throw that into flux? Does it everything else have to be adjusted to make up for that?
Yeah, to some degree or another. It depends. A lot of that depends on what kind of sighting system you're running. Depends on how much weight you're taking off the slide and where. And the load the person is going to be shooting with that gun. You know, if somebody's going to be shooting very aggressive self-defense loads, then you've got to consider that in your spring weight ratios. Again, depending on how much the slide has been lightened. Some of these guns are not lightened near as much as people think they are, because the cuts aren't very deep. And it takes a lot of machining to take real weight off of a slide. I recall a gun that I built for Steven Seagal a few years ago that was a wide body long slide 45, and he really, really wanted it as light as possible. And the gun was coming in just at 4 pounds before I started lightening it up. And it took me 2 days, and I shaved off 16 ounces, a full pound off of it. And on the inside, that gun looked like Swiss cheese.
Right.
On the outside, it looked fairly normal. But when you took it all apart, if you were to take that gun apart and look at it, you'd be like, holy crap, this is crazy. You know, but that's what I had to do to get it down to a single stack government model weight. And of course, you know, then the more you lighten a slide in particular and where you lighten a slide in particular can, depending on the kind of metal used to make said slide, can cause fatigue issues, cracking, and all kinds of problems. You see that often in lower end USPSA open guns,
right,
where guys are using slides from overseas because they're a lot cheaper, and they machine them and they lighten them all kinds of lightning cuts and whatnot to make the transitioning of the shooting faster, and then they run super, super light springs, like 7-8 pound recoil springs with 17 pound main springs, and they're shooting 9mm major. And 10,000 rounds or less, the slide cracks. And you see, I saw a guy this week on the internet I was chatting with, and he was all upset because his slide on his gun's cracked. And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, what did you expect was going to happen? It's exploding every time you pull the trigger, and that pressure has to go somewhere. And you have a weak slide, so it cracked.
I'm not going to mention any names, but there is a there's a gunsmith here who is a competitor, who does a lot of guns like Caspians and STIs and stuff like that, and the competitor guns. And when somebody wants to reduce the weight, he's got these little he's figured out the templates, and he'll just drill holes. He'll just like drill a trench in the gun all the way through it, and then he takes the slide. You can take your finger and put it on the edge of the front sight and push the slide back. Like, it's not even there.
Right.
And I've seen him set guns up like that, and I'm like, do people actually pay you to do this? And they do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that seems like that would beat the gun to death.
It does. Yeah, and, you know, back in the day, I built a few steel challenge guns, and those slides, they weighed nothing. They weighed like 6.5-7 ounces, which is super light, because slides usually come in around 12.5 ounces. But the guys shooting those matches are also shooting super, super light 9mm loads. You know, they're running a 115 at like 950 feet per second. And you had to make the slide really light and run fairly light springs for the gun to run. And there was no real damage of it breaking long term because they weren't shooting a load that had any zip to it. But if you took that same gun and you shot a healthy dose of, you know, regular plus B9s through it, or even just stout regular 9mm, it wouldn't last long.
Right. I don't know. Taking a gun, like the gun, Joe was building me a wide body. I like to say that just every time he's on, I just like to say that just to reaffirm it to myself. But Joe's you're building me a wide body. When I get that, I'm going to take care of that like it's part of, you know, part of the Jarvik 7 fake heart, because I've had open heart surgery and it's installed in my chest. I'm going to treat it like it's installed in my chest because I don't want it to, you know. How many times, I mean, those guns, those competition guns, they're not very inexpensive. They're pretty nice guns. And then somebody gets a hold of this and says, all right, well, I'm going to drill and bore out all this material and everything. It's just butchering it, and it just tears it up. And I just can't see doing that to, I mean, when you're looking at a weapon, do you look at a weapon and say this thing could have a long service life?
Well, yeah. I mean, we build them for longevity. You know, I mean, I hope that the majority of the pistols that we build see the owner's grandchildren.
Right.
You know, that's the idea behind them. But on the flip side, part of the responsibility of making sure that happens lies in the ownership. And if you, it doesn't matter if you buy, you know, a $500 pistol or a $5,000 pistol, if you mistreat it, if you don't maintain it, then eventually it's going to have issues. It's going to have big, major wear issues. And, you know, it's like buying a car. You mentioned you bought a new Explorer. You know, right. You don't drive that thing for 100,000 miles without an oil change.
Yeah.
Because it's your car, you know.
Right.
You want it to last. You don't spend good money on a brand new vehicle and not maintain it. You don't drive it on tires that are going to explode and tear your fender off.
Right.
So it's the same idea, and you know, people have varying degrees of desire to maintain their weapon system, and some of them maintain them really well, and some of them don't. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, let me get you to hold right there. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns, where, they're sort of habit forming, these Chambers Custom Guns. I believe you told me there's one guy that's got 14. That sounds like a habit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Inspector General is telling the House Intelligence Committee how he handled a whistleblower complaint against President Trump. He calls it credible and urgent, but won't release the details. The complaint comes from a phone call President Trump had with the foreign leader. President Trump has called this fake news and says that he knows people listen to those calls and isn't dumb enough to say something inappropriate. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says President Trump is taking a deliberate approach to possible gun legislation.
I see President Trump gathering all the information to actually find something that will solve the problem, just as he did when he removed the bump stock.
Speaking at the Capitol on Thursday, the California Republican says President Trump is talking to a lot of people and evaluating what will work to reduce gun violence. And a third photo of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wearing brown face is out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking, this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns. So then, I saw something on Instagram, I believe. I saw something on Instagram. So, what's going on? Which gun did I see on Instagram? Is it the regulator?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it the Night Fighter?
That was my Night Fighter. But what I was doing last night was finishing up my new design for the RDSM-A, which is the mounting plate that fits our regular RDSM cut, red dot sight mount cut, so you can put an acro dot on there, an aim point acro. And I'm the first guy to do that for a 1911. There's a number of companies out there doing it for other pistols. But Jared Reston, who we're doing the regulator for, he's a big aim point acro guy. And he says, you know, we got to be able to do the acro on there. And I'm like, okay. Whatever you want, bro. I don't care. And so last night I spent some time. I finally got an acro from Aimpoint. Thank you, Aimpoint, for sending me an acro for T&E. I appreciate it. Couldn't have done it without you.
Right.
We finally got the acro in, and I sat down and did the preliminary prototype mock-up. of the new plate. I'm pretty stoked about it, actually, because the Acro is a great Dodge for certain purposes.
Well, that's what I want to ask about now. The Acro, for those of you who have not seen it, the Acro looks like a scale version of a container, like the shipping container kind of container. And it has glass on either end. It's not like the RMR or the Holosuns or any the Delta Points. And it's square, and it's pretty big. I mean, how much does that thing weigh?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't even weighed it. It's actually, here's the real dimensions. It's actually 0.2 of an inch, so 200 thousandths taller.
Right.
And 0.1, so 100 thousandths longer than an RMR or a 507C Holosun. So it's not really that much bigger in the grand scheme of things. It just looks bigger because it's an enclosed emitter design. What that means is, for those out there listening that don't know, the little laser inside the emitter that throws the red dot up on the glass so you have an aiming point, that is enclosed in the tube. And the advantage of that is you don't have to worry about getting snow or rain or mud or dirt or dust or any of that on it. It's very similar to the Aimpoint T1H1 idea, the Ultra Dot idea, all the Aimpoint tube dots, you know, all the red dots to come before. It's very similar to that, only it is the first optic designed specifically for pistol use as a closed emitter. And, you know, some of the complaints have been the battery life on it. Well, Aimpoint tells you what the battery life is in the literature if you'd read it. You know, it's short. If you keep it on max power, you're talking 3 weeks. You got to change the battery.
Wow.
But if you keep it on medium power, which is where most people are going to keep it, it's a year and a half. Well, if you don't change your battery more than, you know, once every year, then you should probably think about some maintenance schedule. But the advantages of it are you don't have to worry about it in inclement conditions. So for police officers, military use, contractors, you know, et cetera, it's a very viable option. And, you know, Steve Fisher and I were talking about it today because he called me to congratulate me on the design and everything, getting it done. And we were talking about the dot and the battery life. And he's like, dude, who leaves their battery, their dot on when the gun's in the safe anyway? I'm like, not me. I turn that off. So battery life, you know, whatever. It's a $1.50 for a battery, you know. Go pick up some pocket change off the street and buy yourself a new battery every month if you're that concerned about it.
Yep. Raid the couch.
It's super rugged. I mean, Aaron Cowan at Sage Dynamics recently did a test with it. He did a 10,000 round torture test, and every 1,000 rounds he drops it from shoulder height onto concrete twice. And the glass did break. Okay, they all break. It's glass.
Sure.
But 10,000 rounds, 20 drops, and the dot's still running. The dot's still maintaining perfect zero. It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah, I know Aaron. Aaron is he's not shy about breaking stuff. I know Aaron.
No. Yeah. And the funny thing about him is he buys all his own dots.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, you're just T&E in that because you got one for free. And he's like, no, I paid $400 for this dot.
Yep.
So, and he has a drawer full of broken stuff, man. It's funny. I love it.
Is he getting into the 1911 now?
Yeah, he got, I think recently he, I don't remember if he got a Tri-Arc. I think he got a Tri-Arc. 2011 that he's been playing with. We talked about a 2011, but he was kind of in a hurry to get one to see what the hubbub was, and so he ended up getting a Tri-Arc first to test it out and see how he likes it. And the Tri-Arc makes a good gun, especially for the price point. It's a really good gun.
Right. So, and did he like the Tri-Arc? Did he like the 2011 platform?
Oh yeah, he likes it. Yeah. I mean, I think now, today, 2019, with the offerings that are out there, it's hard to deny superior trigger, the same capacity or more, and, you know, in a gun that's going to last and be more accurate. The trigger really is where it's at for people. And that's why you see, like, this last week, LAPD just approved the STI version, the DVC, I think it was, the Staccatos. They approved that for duty use for LAPD.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, that's awesome. I mean, that's huge. First you had the U.S. Marshal Service. Now you have LAPD and SWAT and all these groups approving the platform, the 2011 platform. And that only adds validity to what we're all trying to do in the industry, which is show people that, yes, this is a valid weapons platform.
You know, right.
And you're always going to have the naysayers out there that go, well, it's, you know, you can buy five Glocks for that price. You're right. You can. I'm not going to argue with you on that because it's true. But what do you want in a weapon system? You know, and that's really what it boils down to. Do you want a weapon system that is easier to shoot, better point ability, better triggers, more safety options, or do you just want whatever is the quickest, easiest thing to get a hold of?
Right.
So, me, I'll take option A.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask you a question when we get back that you're probably not ready for, but this is the phenomena I seem to see out there, and it makes me scratch my bald head, but we're headed to the next break. ChambersCustoms.com, ChambersCustomGuns.com. Everything there is one of a kind. Everything there is superb. They do not get to get out into the wild until they are perfected. And when I say perfected, I mean there's nowhere else they need to be improved upon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm a lawn guy and proud of it. Pro tip, watch the fall leaves. When that first bad boy drops, boom, get feeding and seeding with Scott's. Lay down Scott's turf filler today, and come spring, your lawn will be so thick, green, and strong, neighbors like Steve over there will be mad green with envy.
Hey, sweet lawn, Stevie.
Steve.
Don't be a Steve. Be a lawn guy. Pick up a bag of Scott's turf filler today. This is a Scott's yard.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So for this hour, we have, you know, this is the it's 1911 University. We're trying to figure out the how, the when, the where, the why. And to do that, you got to go to somebody that knows the answers to that. Well, for our purposes, we're going to use Professor Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom Guns. Let me ask you a question. And both Steve Fisher and Aaron Cowan are good indicators of this. Why are so many 1911 people attracted to Glock?
Because they're cheap.
Surely that's not the only reason.
Well, I think all of us, we recognize the vastness of what Glock became. I mean, I own two Glocks. One I use with my post-sample sear for demo purposes, and one is just a toss-around truck/house gun.
Right.
Both are 17 Gen 2s. They take pretty much any magazine that you could find for Glock 9mm, and, you know, that's why I have them. You know, if I'm on the river and it gets dropped in the river, no problem. I'll have to grab it. Not a big deal.
Right.
I'm not going to do that with one of my expensive, you know, 1911s. But I probably would, because I build them and it's not a big deal to fix it. But most people won't. You know, and it's a cheap, easy way to have a handgun that, you know, you don't have to really care too much about, I think. And that's okay.
My thoughts on it, I mean, initially, there for the longest time, I carried lots and lots of Glocks. I just like the Glock system. But what I liked about the Glock system was, I believe my 1911 that I was issued in the military was an Ithaca.
Mm-hmm. Very possible.
that thing got dropped in the mud and all this other places. And I, you know, I'd never, there was no YouTube in the 1980s. So when it would get dropped in the mud, I'd pop off the slide and I'd wipe it down and pop the slide back on it and be good to go. I wasn't doing a field strip. I wasn't doing a really serious clean. I just sort of knock everything out of the way and go, because that thing had, let's just say that thing had tolerance.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that it had tolerance, and I qualified for it with it for 3 years as an expert with that one, with that particular one. And I kind of always felt like the Glocks would do the same thing, although I never tested it and I never tried it. And I definitely don't get out there. I see some of these guys that get these guns and they're going to test them. And they test them. I think it's very unrealistic to have a Tupperware container full of mud and drop the gun in it and dunk it in it and swirl it around in it, then pick it up and knock it out and then try to shoot it. Call me old fashioned.
No, I mean, I think there are proper ways to test a gun for combat durability, if you will.
Right.
And there are not proper ways to do it. When I first started in this journey of building 1911s for a living, working with Marvel, we did a lot of testing in mud and sand and dirt and all kinds of stuff, talcum powder, whatever, to make sure the guns ran. Specifically, if, you know, we knew the gun was going to be a duty gun in specific. And, you know, you learn and you make adjustments to your program, if you will, and to make sure that those guns work properly. And the most recent example is, some guys took a night fighter that one of them bought, and they were out in the desert of Utah doing some videos and some testing and whatnot. And, you know, a big windstorm came up and blew Utah desert sand all over the night fighter and all the other pistols on the table. And they had about 37 guns out there. And they were like, meh, whatever. They put a little oil on it and kept shooting. No issues. Zero malfunctions.
Right.
And they couldn't say the same for some of the other guns. And the guy who owned the gun, he asked me about it later. And I says, well, if there's no room for the sand to get inside the gun, then it's not going to cause a malfunction. And that's the beauty of how technology has advanced and taught us how to build things properly with proper tolerances, is now that we understand that, we can build a gun to such tolerance that we don't have to worry about lightning cuts or sand cuts or, you know, any of that stuff that was cool back in the 90s and early 2000s. Now we can just build a gun to the proper tolerances and let it ride.
I remember seeing a test. So I don't remember. It was in some gun magazine back when I was, maybe I was in the route business or something. I don't know. But they'd taken and put they'd frozen a bunch of guns. And the only two that they could freeze and then thaw and then fire and make them work from the get-go was a 1911 and a Glock.
Yeah.
I never understood that. What is the proper way to test a 1911 if it's going to be a combat service type pistol? What's the proper way to test that, or to test its endurance?
Well, the way we used to do it was we had at the range where we used to go, there was an old muddy pond that had a sand bottom, and so we'd tie a piece of paracord on it. We'd throw it out in the pond. We'd drag it back to us. Serious okay. business. We'd yeah. drag it back to us to the bank. When it got to the bank, we'd open the slide, take a bottle of water, pour some water down the barrel, and shake it a little bit, and shoot it. And, you know, if it ran, awesome. If it didn't, then we looked at why it wasn't running. The most typical problem that we had early on testing that was not the gun functioning, but rather the trigger functioning. Because if you fit, you know, on a combat style gun like that, if you fit the trigger to what you feel like is an acceptable tight tolerance, it's actually too loose. It's loose enough that grit can get in around it and lock the trigger up, but not so loose that the grit can get out when you give it a rinse with a bottle of water. And so you know, we found that you had to loosen up the trigger fit in the frame itself.
Right.
And I've had some really interesting conversations with Chuck Pressburg over the past year about his time in the military and how they handled their weapons maintenance in the field. And I was actually surprised to hear from him that, like, with their rifles, their HK416s and whatnot, before they would go out on a raid or on a maneuver, their guns were dry, like bone dry, because they knew that the rotor wash in the desert was going to throw sand up on the weapon, and any oil, any moisture, any grease, any of that would cause them problems.
That's right.
But they could always stop during a gunfight, you know, behind cover and spray some oil on that sucker and roll on.
Right.
And that actually shocked me. I didn't really think about that because I've never been in that situation, obviously.
Yeah.
But when he told me that, I got to thinking about it, and it made a lot of sense.
It does. I mean, we had that same issue at Fort Campbell, where all the helicopters were back then. We were just down the street from Fort Rucker.
Yeah.
So we're about to run out of time, so let me tell everybody about, Chambers Custom Guns, if you would be so kind. Joe will return next week for another exciting episode of 1911 University. And between now and then, if you want to take a look at what a ultimate rendering of a 1911 style pistol, which that encompasses the 2011 and the Chambers 2019s, then you need to go to Chambers Custom Guns. It's a very simple thing. And you will see what it can be in the right hands. Joe, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.